Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. We answer to a higher authority.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 71 for this July the 5th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. The other guy here, he's Dan Knight. Hey, Dan Knight! Great. Thank you for that contribution. Great. Okay. So we're back again this week to do what we do, which is what, Dan? What do we do? Something about news?
Yeah, we deliver the news to give the blues.
With attitude. That doesn't rhyme.
Attitudes.
Ruined it. I blew it.
You blew it.
We're going to do that. We're going to find... We have already found in the past, the worst news that we could find. The absolute weirdest that we could find this week. And we're going to puke it out of our mouths into your face space, but somewhere in the ear region.
And that's what we're aiming for. If it dribbles down your neck, we apologize.
Or, you know, maybe that's what you pay for.
Maybe that's your forte.
Yeah, maybe you're into that. So we're going to do that shortly. But before we do, we want to wish everybody a belated now.
A happy
July 5th. You don't need to do that anymore, Dan.
It's a celebratory thing.
You're good. I think it's going to be good now.
Okay.
So, let's see. Yesterday, right? Yesterday was July 4th. It was the day of independence.
Mm-hmm.
And the day of fireworks. And the day where you spend the entire day trying to decipher whether or not it was gunshots or fireworks. So, it's also terrible, scary, boom, boom, loud, everybody death time for animals.
Yes. And it was the day that we Brexited away from the UK.
Yes, except that doesn't really make any sense because Brexit is a British exit.
Yeah, I know.
But so be a Mexit.
A Mexit.
A Mexit, that's right. Mexit. We did that and we are something. Anyway, we're going to get right into things. But before we do, let me tell you.
Hi.
Hey.
What today is? Today is Tuesday.
That's true, yeah.
That's it.
And that's it. The happy Tuesday.
Woohoo! No, today is National Graham Cracker Day.
Why?
Because graham crackers are delicious.
No, I mean, I understand the importance of graham crackers. Without it, you wouldn't have the sandwich portions of the s'mores.
Yeah, or you wouldn't have the delicious graham cracker crusts on a pie.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah, or on cheesecakes and stuff.
Ooh. Or golden grahams.
Ooh, golden. Oh, like Teddy Grahams?
Oh, Teddy Grahams.
Goodness gracious.
Or grandparents.
Or honey grandparents. yeah, without them, yes, sure. So today, to celebrate, I don't know, eat some graham crackers, probably.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to celebrate it. Or if you can make some.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work.
Is it?
Making graham crackers? I don't even know how you do it. How do you even go about doing that?
I think they just fall from the sky.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that might be easier than going out and buying them. They just fall from the sky.
And if Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs has taught me anything...
It's nothing.
It's that book is 100% fiction.
Yeah.
But, oh man, I wish meatballs would fall from the sky.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And crush the non-believers.
Okay. On that note, let's get right into the show this week. Dan, you want to... I mean, it's not breaking tradition. Yeah. You go ahead and start.
All right.
So you and I'm going to start.
Okay, good.
No, you're going to start.
Okay.
Wait. And you start.
You want me to... I'll start then. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Yeah?
Ronald McDonald was shot.
What?
Yes, he was shot.
You don't say.
I hate to be the one to tell everyone this. Ronald McDonald was shot.
When's his, is he alive?
He is still alive.
Oh, okay, good.
He was shot over an argument at a Sonic drive-in in Lumberton, North Carolina.
That seems like a turf war.
Yeah, you would think.
Maybe he was, maybe old Ronald was peddling his nasty $1 meat over at over at Sonic, trying to get some of that that cross promotion, you know, trying to slang that meat.
Throwing just meat patties at customers' windows.
Hey, you guys want some of that clown meat? I know where you can find it.
Clown meat. So he was a husband of one of the managers, so it's not actually Ronald McDonald the Clown.
Dan, are you pulling a fast one on
it
me
is,
here?
It is a Ronald McDonald the Human.
The Human.
The Human being. Yeah, he was the husband of one of the managers, and he was having a little bit of a dispute with one of the employees. And like people do in North Carolina, which is an offshoot of North Carolina, they settle disputes by firing guns at each other.
You know, like you do.
I mean, you came from that state, so people do that.
Wait, how else would you solve your disputes?
That light was red. No, I'm sorry, it was green.
Oh.
Well, let's pull out our guns and let them do the talking.
Well, you know, it's the best way to determine who was right and who was wrong, because I'm pretty sure the one who was wrong isn't the one with the hole in them.
Yeah, you know what? Could you be right with the hole in you?
No.
No.
No. You're less of a person now, so...
So you're even more wrong.
Yeah, you're very wrong now, no matter what it was.
Ronald McDonald was struck by a bullet in the firefight and was taken to a local hospital and treated for his injuries. They were not believed to be life-threatening. Police are currently investigating the incident, but my guess is someone was clowning around...
Oh, God.
And things got serious.
Oh, my God. Can we take that back? Oh, God, that's gross.
You know, my guess is that somebody was making clowns.
Nailed it. God, that was a good joke. Keeping it classy, North Carolina. Yeah. You know, repping the home state. Definitely something I want to be tied to right now. I'm feeling real proud. But what are the chances, right? I feel like there's a conflict of interest being the wife of the Ronald McDonald.
It's something.
And working at being a manager of Sonic, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had to represent. He was really fighting for his lady.
Was
or
he?
Or his man meat.
Okay. On that note, we're going to move on. Let's move on to Washington. We're going to go quite a bit of ways from there.
Okay.
Washington man popped half an Ambien after surgery and woke up to a nightmare. The 75-year-old's dream that he was in a plane crash turned into hallucinations that were so vivid, he dialed 911 to report an accident. He told dispatchers that the small cargo aircraft in which he was traveling with three other people from his home city in Renton to Oregon had landed in a field with trees and that he was pinned in. The others were unconscious and he couldn't see out the window, he added. Where was I? I lost it because I was... This is pretty silly. This seems like something that would happen in a movie.
Did you say half an Ambien?
Yeah, half of an Ambien. He can't hold his Ambien, I guess.
I guess not.
In reality, he was having hallucinations at home after taking the sedative. Quote, he was very calm during the call, but sounded scared, 911 dispatcher Becky McCracken said.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Best last name. Becky McCracken. She's got to be at least a small bit sassy. I'm going to just go out and say she's got to be a bit sassy to have a last name like McCracken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds real, and I've listened to it a couple of times. I would have never known it wasn't real. Authorities dispatched several fire engines to the crash scene, but the retiree called back to say the realistic-sounding account had not happened, and that he'd imagined the whole incident after taking half an Ambien.
Whoopsie.
It's unclear whether the man had mixed the Ambien with any other drugs after his surgery, but a sleep expert.
We all know one.
Uh-huh. Said his hallucinations could have been a side effect of regular use. No way.
of half an Ambien.
Half of an Ambien. I'm going to go on. I think he might have. I'm going to lean towards mixing because I feel like a regular user doesn't take half an Ambien. If you're a regular user, I feel like you're going to go up to the full dose.
Yeah.
You're
going
to get a good night's sleepy sleep.
Well,
you're going to ride that Ambien train all the way home. Or in this case, the Ambien plane right into trees.
Right into trees.
Yeah.
Where you become pinned. Mm-hmm. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tylenol PM then, I guess.
Yeah.
For that guy.
That's what I do. I mean, yeah. I'm a Tylenol PM guy myself.
Mm.
When you just can't get the sleepies.
What about the Z-Quil?
Sometimes, but it kind of messes me up the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just feel kind of ucky, do.
What about, like, half a handle of rum?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's the one that'll put you right out, and you'll feel great in the morning.
You'll feel like $100.
Yeah.
In the gutter.
Yeah. Like you're going to puke your brains out. All right. So let's move on to the next then.
So a man decided to kill two birds with one stone as he
literally?
Was being... no, not literally
okay.
at all.
Okay.
It's more of a figure of speech. He decided, you know what? I've got two goals set in mind, and I think I can achieve both with one go. So he's being interviewed.
Yeah, that's what that phrase means.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I was just laying it out
okay.
for you. It didn't sound like you knew, so you know.
I get you.
No, I knew you were being, what's the word?
Sassy.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is.
Make good use of that word.
You're
today.
Being a sassy lady. Yeah. So he's being interviewed for his job, and he decided, you know what? I could rob this place.
I mean, you got to make mountains out of molehills.
That's
not really applicable.
No, it's
yeah.
not. When in Rome.
Rob what? Bank?
Who,
Rob the place? Rob Rome?
Rob
I don't feel like you'd get a big return off of that. I feel like they're having a pretty bad time right now.
When in Rome...
It's not them, is it?
Rob Lowe's.
Oh, who knows? Who cares?
Who?
I mean, whoops.
What?
Continue. I don't know. I'm just rambling.
What is happening?
I don't know.
So he's, at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuckles?
The
Chuckles
old...
the Cheese?
Yeah, that's his name. That's what he goes by.
He goes by William C. Chuckles the Cheese.
And he is, he's the mascot has evolved from a mouse to just a wheel of cheese.
He will be uncontrollably. He will be taken seriously. He's gone by his full name, William C. Chuckles.
Damn it, children, calm down. This is not a laughing matter.
He wears a suit now, and he's just generally unfun.
He's got a monocle and a cane.
Instead of bestowing upon children fun times, he teaches them the value of learning how to do your taxes. Because you got to start now. You got to know.
And balancing textbooks on their head.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what they do in the being a proper lady schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I went there.
I know.
I know what it's like.
You're a proper lady. You're
I
a proper
am.
Dame. All right.
So, yeah, he's at Lexington, Kentucky, Chuck E. Cheese, and he's like, you know what?
Lexington, Kentucky, Chucky?
Kentucky, Chuck E. Cheese. So he showed up around 2 p.m. to pick up a job application for him and came back 2 hours later to do the interview, at which point he was escorted off into a room and told the manager who was interviewing him that he wanted to rob them and that he had a firearm.
Good.
You just can't see it right now, but I got it.
Uh-huh. What kind of piece of fecal matter robs a Chuck E. Cheese? Is that like a hot place? Is that like, oh, they're going to have fat stacks here at the Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm going to walk out with like a big sack of tokens.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know everything's overpriced, but still, how many of those $12 frozen pizzas do you think they could have sold that it would have been worth the time to rob?
I don't honestly know. I used to love the pizzas at Chuck E. Cheese, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was about those things.
I'm talking fat game here, but that's actually delicious.
Yeah.
It's deliciously terrible. It's delicious in the bad way that Domino's is. You know if that makes sense? Like, Domino's is terrible pizza, but it's delicious food.
I had Domino's last night.
Domino's is amazing.
I can attest.
It's really good. It's bad pizza,
oh,
but it's great food.
It's like, quality-wise, you mean, it's just not that great.
Yeah, it's just bad at being a pizza.
But it's so good.
But it's
at being bad for you.
It's great at just being food. It's amazing. I love Domino's.
It's great at being food.
Yeah.
That should be their tagline.
Look, we're not technically pizza, but we're great food.
Great at being food. You
can anyway.
Really step up and be the food that you eat.
Be the food tonight. That you wish to see in the world. Okay, so.
So, that would be ironic if Gandhi said that. Be the food you wish to see in the world. Anyway, so he told the manager, you know what? I want to rob this place. I got a gun. I got a firearm somewhere. I'm not going to show it to you because I'm...
just take my word for it.
Yeah. And the manager said he didn't have access to the safe and told the guy, you should take a hike. Get out of here. We don't respect you.
Uh-huh.
So at which point, the would-be robber apologized to all the employees at the Chuck E. Cheese and then walked out sobbing.
That's great.
And now they are... now the police are trying to find the guy, but they haven't found him yet.
That's fantastic. I love that. He didn't have a gun, and he's like, I'm going to rob you. I've got a gun. No, you don't.
Just get out.
And then just bursts into tears and leaves. That is fantastic.
Another one of my many plans falls apart.
Ma always said I was worthless. Couldn't even rob a Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, well, I got one next. That's all, right?
Yeah, that's all. Okay. Yeah.
I got one that's, it's short, but I think it's really funny. Police in Amsterdam were relieved when they broke down an apartment door to rescue what appeared to be a lifeless woman.
Oh, no?
And discovered that she was actually a blow-up sex doll.
Oh.
Concerned neighbors called cops on Tuesday after spotting what they thought was a lingerie-clad woman standing or even hanging.
Oh, goodness.
Stationary at the window. Officers rang the property's buzzer and knocked on the door, but they feared the worst after failing to gain any response. So they kicked their way in, expecting to find a dead body. In fact, because a quote, and in fact, they found a dead woman, but she was made of plastic and filled with air. The police said. Officers later moved the inflatable doll away from the window. Good, so no one else calls again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not known whether the officers have since spoken to the apartment's occupier. But I bet he'd be real uncomfortable. I bet he'll
So maybe you should move your lady friend away from the window.
You two been going out long?
Has he been abusing you, ma'am? She's not speaking.
She's too afraid.
She's too afraid of him. We need to get her out of here.
I will say this. She's got a flawless complexion. Honestly, just flawless.
It's because she's over by the window. She gets all that sun.
That's right. I love the picture, too, because they had a picture of it. It was just a sex doll propped against, like, a bar counter kind of thing in the apartment. Just, like, propped sideways at an angle against it. Fantastic. So that's an oopsie. And so was that. All right. You got one more, Dan.
Yes.
And then I've got one more. What are the odds?
So, a Florida man. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. One of these days, I am going to get a buzzer.
Was charged with criminal mischief.
Oh, God.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, man. Is there more?
Over a poop-related
crime. Oh, my God. It's the trifecta.
It certainly
is.
It's
the trifecta. It's the only reason this show exists are those three things separately.
I'm fairly confident we can just stop doing this show now.
I think we're done. Was he nude?
If
he was nude,
wasn't.
We might have had to be done with the show forever.
Because there's nothing better.
Yeah, we've hit the pinnacle.
This is the bottom of the barrel.
Or the bottom, yes, you're right.
Or the bottom of the bucket. After recently being evicted from his mobile home park, 54-year-old Thomas Lee Mason decided to get even. So he
Steven.
Carried... He, yes, because he wanted to get even Stevens on DVD. So he carried a 5-gallon bucket into the pool area and unloaded it into said pool.
And Dan, what was in that bucket?
Police claim Mason was spotted, quote, entering the pool area with a bucket and then leaving the area with the same bucket, and found him, quote, pouring an unknown dark-colored substance that had the appearance of liquid feces / diarrhea into the pool.
5 gallons?
5 gallons.
There's no way he had 5 gallons of diarrhea. He had to have been brewing that up himself, putting solids, pouring water, and doing a bit of stirring, you know? You don't just make 5 gallons. Or 5 pounds?
Five gallons.
5 gallons
of
diarrhea.
We don't know if it was completely full to the top.
That's true. That's true. I want it to be full. That'd be hilarious.
I pray it was full. Mason had also been wrestling with a handful of other criminal mischief charges in the last week there.
So he's really he's full of criminal mischief.
He is.
He's a mischievous criminal.
Some would say he's the king of criminal mischief.
Some. Certainly, there's some that would say that.
I said it just now.
Yeah. You're one.
And there could be others.
If I were to say it, that might be some.
There may be.
Yeah.
We're right on the cusp. Police say it would require $300 in chemicals to disinfect the pool by health code standards for use of the community again.
That's quite a bit.
$300?
$300 worth of chemicals, yeah.
It's a lot of dookie. He's being held on $150 bond.
That's it?
$150. He couldn't get out of that.
Yeah.
But he was. You know,
we're talking about a man who craps in a bucket, so.
Yeah. That's touche.
There might not be 100% of everything going on there that's working correctly, you know?
Yes, true. Other exploits of Mason include prior arrests for drunk driving,
mm-hmm.
domestic battery,
oh, good.
Disorderly intoxication,
uh-huh.
trespass,
yeah.
robbery, aggravated assault, battery on a law enforcement officer, and violating probation.
Wow, this is like the Florida checklist. This is the checklist that you have to have done before they allow you in. At the border of Florida, they're like, well, let's check your papers. Have you done this? Yep. All right. Have it robbed a place? All right. You have you beaten someone? God, man, you are in. Get in.
Where's the indecent exposure, though?
Oh, that's true.
I don't see it.
Maybe he smuggled himself in. Because they wouldn't allow you into Florida without indecent exposure.
Yeah. You gotta streak your way into the state.
That's right. It's a rigorous application process. They don't let just anyone in that exclusive crap club.
And my entire family lives down there, pretty much.
Oh,
so
no.
So they must have done all of those things, I guess.
Or managed to smuggle in themselves.
Smuggle inside of themselves.
I don't know.
I don't know what that
means. I don't
know
the logistics of that, but maybe.
But
I don't
they
know.
Did it. It came out of your mouth.
And into your ears. All right. You know what, Florida? Just keep being beautiful. I love you. I love you oh so much.
Mm-hmm.
And without you, we couldn't do this show. Okay, so this is one of those things that definitely only happens in movies for sure.
Yeah.
This is almost seems too good to be true. A blue and white vase, I've never known how to pronounce it correctly. I always sound like a wiener every time I say that word. Vase. Sure, we'll go with that. Blue and white vase that was for years used as a doorstop by a family in Birmingham, Central England, turned out to be a rare 18th century Chinese artifact.
Oh, wow.
Which sold at auction on Friday for a whopping $860,000.
Oh.
Derbyshire-based auctioneers Hansons said it's believed it was made during Emperor Qianlong's reign between 1735 and 1799. The unidentified seller inherited the 26-inch high vessel from his antique dealer, Great Aunt Florence, in 1978. She was into antiques, so he got it bestowed upon him.
Ooh.
Flory, as she was affectionately known, I'm glad to know that, thank you,
despicably known.
Yeah, in what circumstance do you ever say someone's nickname and it's not affectionately known? It's not like, ugh, begrudgingly we call her Flory.
There's Bob.
Flory had reportedly acquired it while living in Cornwall in southwest England during the 1920s. And if you're from the U.S. like me, you'll know where none of those locations are. So mm-hmm. This is very pertinent. Quote, it is quite spellbounding. Oh, it's quite spellbounding, vase, said Charles Hansen, managing director of Hansen's, via a press statement before the auction, adding it was possibly manufactured by the Imperial Kilns for the Emperor's Summer Palace.
Ooh.
The auctioneers had estimated the vase would fetch between $400,000 and $660,000, but the price ended up topping those predictions after the auction house received significant interest from across China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong.
Wow.
Yeah, this might be like the real deal, and if it's not, someone paid $860,000 for crap. A good piece of crap, apparently. A convincing piece of crap.
A door-stopping kind of crap.
That is hilarious. That does not happen in real life.
No.
That I cannot believe this is real. It is. It is, but I can't believe it.
I wonder if it would have sold for more money if they had, you know, not used it as a doorstop.
Yeah. Also, who uses a vase as a doorstop?
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you use, like, something... like a rock.
A rock?
I don't know why I put so much emphasis on that word.
Into that.
Why wouldn't you use a rock? I don't know.
I feel like that might have been embellishment by the people who sold it. Be like, oh, I can't believe it. I was using it as a doorstop. Who would have even known?
I was juggling with it.
Just earlier this week when I had my maid, Frontilda. I don't know. I got nothing.
Frontilda.
Frontilda. That's a terrible name that no one has.
That, like, what country of origin would that woman be from? Frontilda.
This is the tale of Frontilda the Bold.
The woman who had no origins.
Wow, she's the woman of no origin. Okay, well, see, this is how I know. I know each episode reaches the end when we start doing stuff like this. Well, folks, I hope you have enjoyed your stay, wherever you are, listening to our mouths make ucky noises into your ear spaces.
Yay!
So I hope that's been fun for you. And, folks, let me tell you where you can find us. Because you can find us some fancy places. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banterbox Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And, if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And, that's all for this week.
And remember, over 80,000 people graduated from McDonald's Hamburger University with a bachelor's degree in hamburgerology.
Thanks for joining us. This is what a mic check sounds like. What's it sound like for you?
Just a lot of screaming and just hellish noises.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.